Pete Carroll, the former USC football coach, has at times been likened to a god in California for his wildly successful 9-year run. But during those jubilant winning years, questions began to arise over whether his team was winning the right way. Eventually, the NCAA applied sanctions on the school because Saints running back Reggie Bush had received gifts from an agent during his time playing for USC. Now the school must return Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy he won in 2005. Well, Pete Carroll became the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks last January, effectively leaving USC to deal with questions of whether the school would have to forfeit one of their national championships. Joining us now is Pete Carroll. He's written a book called Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, nice to be on.
I got to ask you about Reggie Bush, of course. I know you're expecting it. Once Reggie Bush was recruited and he was on the team, you know, our sports contributor here at The Takeaway, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, really wants to know exactly what role you think an NCAA coach has for players once they're on a team. You know, what role did you have? What was your responsibility as coach to police the largesse that went on?
First off, the coach is ultimately responsible for everything that goes on in the program, and the NCAA has written it so that they can say that, and that's the facts. And so anything that happens, you are responsible for.
So would you have done anything in retrospect? What would you have done differently? That's my question.
Let me explain to you how it works. In that, the rule number one in our program, and we talk about it in our book, is it's always protect the team, and you're constantly grilling your guys on the rules, what compliance is all about, the standards that we operate by, the visibility that we have, the responsibility that we have to the community of the university and the community that surrounds us to do things in an exemplary fashion. And so in our situation there, for a guy in an isolated situation, one guy in 9 years that went and got involved in relationships that put us all in jeopardy, was way outside the guidelines and the expectations and the standards that we operate.
Should you have done anything differently? Given that, should you have done anything differently?
I wish I would have known that and seen some sign of it. We didn't see the signs of it, which now looks so obvious. How could you not have known? Well, at the time, Reggie was one of the kids in the program that was doing really well, as among others, and mm-hmm. there was no signs that there was anything going on that was out of line. And at the time, people again would look back and say, "Why didn't you see this and that?" Because it wasn't visible. There wasn't anything to be seen because the people that were involved with Reggie, and to whatever extent they went, they didn't want us to know what was going on. Had we known, we'd have slammed the door shut on it immediately.
They hid it from
everything,
you.
Everything in our program was to protect what we were all about and to make sure that we were doing the right thing in a fashion that it was better than anybody had ever done it before, ever. So this was just something that somehow got through that we couldn't find it. We couldn't see it at the time, and it came out in the media after the fact because the person that was trying to get into Reggie's good fortune wasn't getting what he wanted.
Right,
so
he was trying to get in close to them. Of course, well, Coach, you're not coaching in the NCAA now. I think you can probably answer this question really honestly. There's no debate that college football is a gigantic business and industry. You are making $4.4 million in 2006. You were the highest paid private university employee, and I'm sure you deserved it. But this is an industry. Should college athletes, especially at this level, should they be paid at this point?
No, I don't think they should be paid at all because that's not part of what this experience is all about. That, you know, whatever money they would pay, somebody could always pay them more. That's not the answer at all. It's not that they didn't have money. That wouldn't solve the problem in my eyes. I think if the scholarship is comprehensive enough, these guys are fine. Mm-hmm. I think that our approach is not to go that way. Our approach is to spread the net wider and spread the awareness wider so that people who are unscrupulous, who do want to get into somebody's business, who do want to affect a young kid's academic experience and athletic experience in college, they need to be hammered. They need to be hammered and kept away from being able to do this. It's interesting that the focus never goes to somebody who diabolically came up with a plan to bring down a university. That we don't focus on that. But that's an adult dealing with a kid or dealing with a parent or some extended family member or friends of the family that could affect the way this all comes across to the university.
Okay,
so,
well, would you?
That's where our focus needs to go with the NCAA and with the universities and all of that to get the word out. And also, we can get help from the NFL. There was legislation passed a couple of years ago prior to Gene Upshaw's passing that I was responsible for about connecting with any relationships that were started with agents or representation with kids that are in school that weren't draft eligible didn't need to exist. Right. Imagine that. Can you imagine that a kid needs to talk to an agent about eventually maybe doing business with him while he's still an underclassman and still not involved with the draft?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But Coach, all right, but Coach, hang on. You're in the NFL now, and so now what I want to know in retrospect, knowing what you know about what went on at USC, what if Reggie Bush came to the Seahawks? Would you coach him now?
That's a whole different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
And really, we can't talk about guys that aren't under contract with other teams. But that's a whole different.
Well, do you want to coach him? I mean, is he. I know that the other guy was unscrupulous. Would you want to have Reggie Bush on your team if you could get him?
Well, that's. I need to go through the whole process and understand what he's all about, what's going on now in his life. Let me also say this to you.
Yeah.
The kids in our program were like your own children in a sense. And when your own child does something and makes a mistake and gets in the wrong with the wrong group, or they make they get in trouble with it, however, how do you deal with it when it's your own kid? You're mad at him. You correct him. You try to set him on a course where he's going to avoid that problem from happening again because he's learned, he's experienced it. And that would have been the process I would have dealt with, just like he was my own son, if that would have happened. I'd have been as mad as can be, but I would have had to direct him because I love him and I want to take care of him and I want to help him do right. Well, we never got that chance because just 2 weeks after our season ended in the bowl game, Reggie went on to the NFL. We mm-hmm. didn't get the opportunity to deal with him in that manner and,
right.
and deal with this specifics with him. We weren't even allowed to talk to him.
Right.
So, you know, and so if you can understand that there's a whole process that you would go with because somebody made an egregious error doesn't mean that they can't correct their ways and so whether or not we would coach them, that's not even worth talking about.
Okay.
We can't do
Well, Coach, before we go,
situation,
I hear you. Well, Coach, before we go, how are you feeling about your own legacy at USC? I know you had big wins. There's no question about it. Here I am asking you about all the outlier stuff, as you call it. How do you feel about your own legacy?
Well, I'm disappointed that we have to deal with any of this and that we weren't able to avoid it. You know, that we weren't able to, by seeing it happen and slamming the door shut on it when it could have been done. I wish we would have, and I would do anything to go back and try and extend our network of information gathering so I would have known. I mean, obviously we would do that and expand our reach. But because this is, it's so uncomfortable for the entire family of the SC following and all that. But the other side, but now we need to do something about it and work positively to try proactively to take steps so things like this can't happen to a university. One person caused this to happen in connection as he started the process of getting into a family. And that we have to find ways to isolate that and keep it from getting into college sports. I think if you watch right now, Nick Saban's out there talking about it as their university gets involved in some investigation as well. Nick's on the right topic. We need to direct our focus and keep people from getting into the schools and into these families in a way that can bring them down, because it's just absolutely wrong. So hopefully we'll work in that area, and I'll support any efforts we can to get that done.
All right. Pete Carroll is head coach of the Seattle Seahawks and author of the new book, Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion, former coach of USC, nine big seasons at USC, and a whole lot of controversy surrounding Reggie Bush. Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.